Perhaps I am not the right person to write this account. I fear that when it is revealed, there will be a shame cast upon my family and my people. Fathers and sons, priests and adherents, all have difficult relationships. For Akhenaton, who we now call Moses, those relationships were far more perilous. Yet I feel that I must tell his story, for the words fill my soul until I fear I will burst. I do this quietly in my tent, writing my scrolls in the Egyptian language I have been taught since my youth. It is the season of the desert winds. They howl outside my tent, and every time the gusts are strong enough, handfuls of sand enter the tent from under the loose flaps of coarse woven blankets that cover it. The dust coats our food and mouths, and causes the writings on my parchment to be ragged. I have spoken with or observed all who appear in my telling. I know I am blinded by my love for my brother, but as chief priest I am sworn to truth-telling. So I write this story, this miracle my brother created, a miracle that could only have happened because he lived in the hands of Adon. Yet even I can no longer say with certainty whether my brother is truly the son of Adon or mad. I leave it for future generations to decide. Offered in love for Adon and my brother, Aharon, brother of Moses, chief priest of Adon, and royal scribe.